Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So ABC solves its Jimmy Kimmel problem by returning him to air after some discussions with the host for his controversial comments. So what does Disney, Larry, do to follow up that act?
Starting October 21st, the ad-supported Disney Plus plan will jump $2 to $11.99 a month. The ad-free version is increasing by $3 to $18.99 a month.
But wait, there's more. Fees for bundled plans with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are also going up.
Wow. Coincidental? Who knows, but it seems pretty curious that they would do this while the attention is on one show and Jimmy Kimmel kind of sliding this in, because a lot of people had at least said they were going to cancel their subscriptions, and some did. I don't know what the number is, but they...
You know, I mean, imagine what the reaction might be to somebody who's been dealing with this Kimmel thing and just wishes it would go away, and then they get the bill and it's increased. It's like,
Well, there'll be another opportunity to say, I'm good.
Yep. Oh, at the UN.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
Can you imagine? He wasn't joking.
And that was the start of the get-together with the General Assembly, Larry.
Fortunately for Donald Trump, he's pretty used to extemporaneous talk, so he was able to go on without the prompter. But can you imagine somebody who had very buttoned-up speech to the world, basically, and the prompter goes out, not to mention the escalator stopped when he and Melania got on it.
Yeah, so there you go. Their day at the UN was anything less than smooth, I guess.
No.
Pirates rookie Hunter Barco talked last night about making his major league debut.
Yeah, I mean, when I stepped out of the bullpen, I looked around. Like, I don't know if I stopped or if I took a couple steps walking, but I looked around and I'm like, well, all right, we're here. So jogged out to the mound, and first pitch, I didn't really know where it was going to go. I kind of blacked out, but just threw it. And after that, it was like, all right, it's go time playing baseball.
Yeah, they ended up beating the Reds. They won three in a row, and they interviewed his parents after, who were there.
Yeah, the whole family was there, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is, that's such a big deal.
Yeah, so remember the name Hunter Barco, because I think you're going to hear a lot from him in the future. Thank you, Paul. And by the way, Pens play tonight. They've got a preseason game,
Oh, two. Columbus, right, yeah.
But then the game that everybody's... You know, for preseason hockey.
That's on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Marc-Andre Fleury is going to play a period in goal, and he's going to retire as a Pittsburgh Penguin. And I'm pretty excited for the fan base that'll be going there. That's going to be a moment. And he loves this city, and Penguins fans love him.
You got that right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.